Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. What would you say are some of the most common hindrances to this kind of wildfire that you're talking about?
One is the clergy-laity separation, which is not found in the New Testament, that there are professional Christians that are called to the ministry. And then there's the rest of us that receive the ministry. Well, that's directly contrary to what it says in Ephesians 4, where it says all the saints are equipped to do the work of ministry. And that's a big shift. I mean, if suddenly you saw the evangelists no longer called to reach the lost for the rest of us, but rather see them, like the text says, to equip the saints to reach the lost, that would change everything. That would empower everyone. Or take the teacher gift. The teacher is no longer called to teach the saints, but rather to equip the saints to teach. Another issue that's a barrier is a secular and sacred mindset, that some things are Christian and other things are secular. To the pure, all things are pure. And we need to understand there aren't those kinds of barriers and boundaries for the church, that we can bring the presence of God's primal fire to the workplace, to the school, to the neighborhoods, to the nations. The Bible does tell every Christian is supposed to teach. It's in the Great Commission, teaching them to obey all that I commanded you. It's in 1 Corinthians. He says, when you assemble, each one has a teaching. In Colossians, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, teaching one another. So we should all learn to teach. And we all know that when we teach, we learn more than when we sit and listen to someone else teach. Mm-hmm. So the way to help your congregation to learn is to get them to teach.
Well, there's something that happens as we do this in community. We make room for these gifts, and we give each other permission to be a work in progress. I mean, they don't come fully developed, I mean, because there's a character piece. I mean, maybe they come fully developed, but there's a character piece because there's immaturity, there's brokenness, there's self-promotion. Just talk about that process of how these things are stewarded to the point where they're used in a way that moves God's purposes forward, that gives glory to his name and builds up the whole body.
Well, I think that, like I said, these five gifts are given to each one of us. They're deep inside, but you have to mature to the point where you're an equipper of others. And that takes time and experience, pain, conflict, loneliness, fear, the kinds of things that build character over the course of a lifetime. And every time leadership is talked about in the Bible, it's character that gives you authority. Character is not a means to get authority. Character is the authority. And so if you've got Christ in your life and you're growing, you can be apostolic but not an apostle. You can be prophetic but not a prophet. It's not until you have spiritual children that are doing this, that you have equipped and you have given birth to, that you've become a father or mother to, that you're really an equipper of others. And we need far more leaders that are fathers and mothers rather than simply people on the front stage doing all the work for others.